Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 26th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages each weekday morning right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and we want to encourage you today. The message today is titled, Knowing the Way. And the scripture portion is from John 14, verse 4. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus.
You know the way to the place where I am going.
Tom and Marcia Nismick are longtime friends from the church we pastored in northern Pennsylvania. God has done a remarkable work in their lives, and early this month their youngest daughter Rachel was married. I had the privilege of conducting Rachel's infant dedication many years ago.
Several years ago, they came down to visit us when we lived in an old farmhouse we had rented shortly after we moved back to Pennsylvania from New England in 2001. Stephen had sent them directions, and they drove down about 3.5 hours from northwestern Pennsylvania. Since we had a prior commitment, he had told them that we might not be at the house upon their arrival, but we would return shortly after their planned time of arrival.
Well, they actually arrived sooner than they expected. Found the house, sat on the porch, and made themselves right at home, as we would expect them to do. Looking for signs just to make sure they were at the right house, they were reassured when they saw a decorative plaque in the kitchen that said, Esther. Since they were leading in worship the next morning, Tom got out his guitar and they practiced their music. They smiled and waved at the folks who drove by, and their daughter walked around, taking several pictures of the Weber's country home.
We got home later than we had planned and wondered where they were. And Stephen thought they'd call, so he just took a short nap on the couch. About an hour later, I yelled at him, Stephen, they're here.
Well, it turns out that my directions were a bit misleading, and they had been at the wrong house for nearly 3 hours. It just happens that some young man had run out of gas up the street who knew of a preacher that had recently moved down from Massachusetts. With their new directions, our visitors found their way to our house. Interestingly enough, our friends were just around the corner at Esther's house. Esther was their neighbor at that time. We had actually driven right by them without seeing them when we returned from the picnic.
Well, knowing where we are going is very important, and in most cases, being close is not acceptable. Tom and Marcia had driven about 200 miles to visit us. They would hardly have considered it a worthwhile trip knowing they were just a quarter of a mile from us, but were unable to see us face to face.
The daily scripture text records an incident that took place shortly before Christ went to the cross. He offers his disciples one of the great promises of the Bible. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. After 3 years of being with his disciples and teaching them, Jesus was confident that they knew where he was going and forthrightly says, You know the way to the place where I am going.
But Thomas asked a question, indicating a need for further clarification and direction. We appreciate his candid honesty. Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? God is ever a rewarder of them who diligently seek him, and Thomas was a diligent seeker. Christ did not rebuke him or the other disciples, but graciously proclaims one of the most familiar and memorized Bible truths. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
We've all gotten lost at some point in our lives, haven't we? I suppose many of you have a good story like I have today about getting lost that you could tell. But God's directions in regard to our ultimate desired destination are absolutely complete and trustworthy. I believe the key words are, I am. With Christ as our Lord, Savior, and guide, we are assured of reaching our heavenly home. Are you trusting Christ today?
Let's pray together. Father, to know you is to know the way to eternal life. Help us to hold fast to the directions we receive through your word. Thank you for sending Jesus, who bridged the gap that stood between heaven and earth. And thank you that, because of your mercy, we have entrance into heaven as we walk over the bridge of your mercy and forgiveness. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. It is a real joy to prepare and read these messages, which often turn out to be kind of a final editing means after we've done the preparation all through the morning. We do have some additional material on the website today. We have a picture of Tom and Marcia Ashley taken probably some 25 years ago. I also happen to be in the picture, and I assume Brooksine took it at a big creation festival in South Central Pennsylvania that actually is happening this very weekend. It continues to go on, although we find ourselves a bit old for that type of activity. We weren't at that time, though. Boy, did we look forward to creation. We also have a couple of songs up today, including a song written by Tom and Marcia called Stephen's Song. They do a great job. They're such a blessing to us in our years of ministry in that local church, and they continue to do so and be so to this very day. Well, Brooksine, anything else you want to share today? She's nodding her head. She has a little harder time when it's not something she just reads right from the text. Well, we bless you today. May you be encouraged as you continue to move toward that heavenly direction.